Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. And I just wish that I had more than just a segment with Sylvia Brown today right here on Biz Talk Radio. And welcome to the program. It is Frankie Boyer, because there is so much to talk about. Sylvia Brown, welcome to the program. As the 11th, the oldest generation of the Browns, your generation, you're the eldest of the 11th generation of Browns of Rhode Island. You've had the name Brown University has carried the family name since 1804. 1804, Sylvia. Not a lot of pressure there, is there?
Good morning, Frankie. Actually, it's worse than that. It's 1638 when the Browns first arrived in Rhode Island and started becoming leaders in their community. The Little College of Rhode Island, a little Baptist college, changed its name to Brown University in 1804, but the Browns had already been doing a lot of stuff before then, so even wow. Greater pressure.
Sylvia, I have to ask you, what the new book is out. First of all, we have to just share that the new book is out. Why 12 years?
Well, you refer to the event that led me to write Grappling with Legacy,
yes.
Which was the first public forum of the university's new Committee on Slavery and Justice. I had been brought up in a family that was steeped in philanthropy. I was taught to admire my ancestors, particularly my grandfather and my father. And there I sat 14 years ago in a large auditorium on Brown University campus when one of the speakers came up on stage and said, "There were no good Browns." And that was a punch in the stomach, because I suddenly saw my world crumbling. I thought I
sure.
might have been fed a pack of lies.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wanted to research my ancestors, and it took me 12 years because I'm not a historian. And what started with just wanting to investigate the 18th century, when the whole American economy was fueled by the slave trade, turned into an investigation over 300 years, over all 10 generations of my ancestors.
Can I just say, Sylvia, that we've all watched season after season, Downton Abbey, with our mouths open. Why has there not been someone to take this material and make it into the most incredible real-life drama and television saga or movie?
Well, I'm waiting. The book's just out. Hollywood, here I am. It is true. As a child, when my grandparents in Newport, it was Downton
yeah.
Abbey. It was absolutely that.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't exist anymore, but yeah.
So
there's a lot that's been done about the Gilded Age, actually. But there are very few families that can go back over 300 years. It's a great story. It's the story of America.
It really is. It's the great story of America. It's the story about how capitalism survives in this country and how hard work and how it all evolved. It's a fascinating story. And if you've never been to Newport, and I have to say this because many of the people listening to this program have never been to Rhode Island, let alone Newport, which is just absolutely, as you know and I know, exquisite. It's just such a beautiful place. Those mansions, you can just, as you drive by, you can, and I've been into some of them now that have been restored, and they have, you know, parties and gatherings and whatever, and you can just look around and imagine what those days were like, and the grounds, and the on the ocean, and the spectacular views, and just the whole package, Sylvia, the whole package. It must have been pretty amazing growing up with that legacy.
It was. What's very interesting about the Gilded Age in Newport, because what you're referring to is a very short period of American history which saw the number of millionaires just explode, is that that's when modern philanthropy was really invented, the foundations of business-like approach to giving, all these things we see today. That started in the Gilded Age. But the men and women who became the great philanthropists, the names we know, Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller, they right. were not saints. They all had skeletons in their closets.
Yep.
And when I looked at my own family, I also looked at the skeletons in their closets and tried to learn from that. And so that today what I'm doing in philanthropy is learning from the lessons of the past but trying to fix the problems of the present.
You say that we all can help. We all can be philanthropic. Explain to me what you mean by that.
Well, it's very interesting because America certainly leads the world in terms of giving. Last year, individual Americans gave $280 billion away. But although everyone cares about effective charities, about making an impact, most Americans, in fact, 85% of Americans spend less than 2 hours a year doing any research before writing checks. And so the first thing I say, and this is what I do in real life, I'm in the world of donor education and helping people become smarter donors. To begin with, if you could just spend 5 minutes a week doing a little bit of thinking, a little bit of investigating before you write a check, trying to ensure that you are making the greatest impact you can, finding out more about organizations before you give to them, figuring out what it is that they really need, that in itself could make a huge difference.
Yes, absolutely. I know that you are so passionate about your donor education program, and you have locations all over the world. And tell us about this, because you've gone from Wall Street to the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. And then 10 years ago, you reflected and redirected your focus to the nonprofit sector and eventually prompted a return to your Rhode Island roots, where you launched Uplifting Journeys. Tell us about Uplifting Journeys.
That's right. Uplifting Journeys is really a boot camp for smarter donors. It's a 5-day course that, as you say, I teach in locations that provide interesting case studies to illustrate the lessons that I teach about good giving. Simple things like, how do you pick a cause? How do you know where to intervene to make the most difference? How do you choose between nonprofits? How do you measure social impact? And I do it in a very lively and engaging way that combines workshops and site visits with a two-day volunteer experience. So it's really the opposite of going to a conference room or a resort hotel and just being locked up in a room all day. It's lively, immersive experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And this really transforms people. They come home inspired and equipped to give better to any cause anywhere. You learn from the place I take you to, and then you go home and you apply it to really anything.
I love that you're doing that. It's so, for many of us sitting on the other side, it is not an easy, it's not so easy being a Brown, is it?
No, it used to be quite wonderful. And then recently, in the past 15 years, after the Slavery and Justice Initiative that undertaken by Brown University and then expanded by the media, it's become more complex because people like to look at the past in terms of good guys and bad guys, and they don't understand that you can't judge the past through the rosy-colored glasses of the 21st century. You can't apply our current values to the past.
But you're getting rave reviews with Grappling with Legacy. And Sylvia Brown, thank you so much for sharing with us. And give us the best website. Do you want upliftingjourneys.com?
I think the best website is SylviaBrownSmartDonors.com.
Okay.
And that will link you to the book's website, so you can order the book, and it will link you to Uplifting Journeys and tell you a little bit more
story.
About me.
Fascinating story. Thank you so much. And we
Thank
will
you,
be
Frankie.
Back. Yes, we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens Blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm a health fanatic. I admit it. I read all the labels, eat organic food, and I'm very aware of what I put into my body. I practice holistic health, use alternative healing products, and never miss my daily dose of Willard Water. Willard Water is made with fossilized organics and contains nearly 24 trace minerals that are essential to maintaining strong bones, heart health, and good energy. Simply adding a quarter cap full of Willard Water to my tea makes a tremendous impact on my overall well-being. Willard Water is tasteless and odorless. Dr. Willard's patented catalyst helps our bodies better absorb the minerals and nutrients we need to maintain optimal health. If you care about your health, you'll try Willard Water today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, and we now have Donna Torney with us. Her book is called Mindfulness for Emerging Adults, and it's the 18 to 33-year-old and young adulthood. I don't know, Donna, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you with us, but, you know, I don't know if I could deal with it at this time in my life. I just think that it must be very difficult.
Yeah.
For 18 to 33-year-olds.
It's an especially hard time. I mean, let's face it, young adulthood is always a hard time.
A
time when we're trying to find stability, but it's an especially hard time for a lot of reasons.
Well, and it's also difficult because it's this digital world, you know, this mm-hmm. world that we live in it just changes everything. It's a game changer.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I felt compelled to write the book, because I was hearing over and over in my counseling practice from emerging adults who were feeling isolated and overwhelmed. So isolated, even though they're connected 24/7, and overwhelmed for a lot of social and economic reasons.
Yeah, that makes sense, though. It does make sense. So this book is, tell us why we would pick up this book and who this book is good for.
Okay, yeah. So you would pick up this book if you were either an emerging adult or somebody who works with emerging adults, a mentor, a teacher, a counselor, a boss even. My editor did a great job of helping me write the book so that it speaks to both of those camps. And in the book, you'll find stories of modern emerging adults that I, composite characters that I put together from themes I was hearing in my counseling practice. And you'll also find thoughts for mentors. So if you're a boss of millennials, let's say, and you're trying to figure out how to work with these young adults and help them succeed and also help them, you know, work in with the other adults in your organization, you'll find tips in the book as well.
Okay. You know, I'm working with a young woman trying to mentor her and help her, and she's in her, mm-hmm. She's in this age.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps saying, no problem, no problem. And I said to her, I finally said, it's like every other expression. It's like, no problem. And I finally said something like, why do you say that expression all the time? And she stopped, and she is like, I don't know. I guess it's my way of wanting to just say that it's not. I said, find another expression. I said, can you find another expression? I said, because I don't think you really mean that all the time. And I think you're saying it because it's just easy to say and it comes out of your mouth. But we do that all the time. We, you know, I think that we want to please. And I think especially that age, they want to do that.
Yeah. And this cohort, it's interesting that you say this. They really like mentors and they really like a lot of feedback.
She was so excited. I said this to her.
I bet. So that's something I talk about in the book. Giving them feedback is a good thing. It's a good way to bridge the gap.
They also want to be a part of a movement. They want to feel like they're doing something that has meaning.
They really do. And that's one thing that I want to say loud and clear is that there was some early research, and it wasn't very good research, that painted this generation as a bunch of narcissistic babies. And that is so far from the truth. If you look at the Pew Research data on millennials, it shows that they care about community. They care about the environment. They're open-minded, more so than the past couple of generations. And at the same time, they value family. They value work that is meaningful. So, I want to be a champion for them, and I want to encourage older adults to be a champion for them too. If they seem like they're being narcissistic or pampered, it's probably just because they're overwhelmed and they need help.
Yeah. I think that's true. I agree with you. But mindfulness for me may not mean the same for you. So explain to us a little bit about what mindfulness means.
Okay. Well, I wanted to have readers see mindfulness as a really important tool for healthy adult development. And, you know, mindfulness has been around in the scientific world for over 20 years now, but it's also there's a little bit of a danger of it becoming like a trend and becoming passe. And I don't want that to happen because the research shows that it's a wonderful tool to help us manage stress and to manage the distractions of the digital age.
Yes.
So when I talk about mindfulness in the book, I really, basically it's coming back to the present moment, either, you know, using the breath as the anchor, or there's all kinds of ways you can come back to the present moment. There's also an element of dropping judgment so that you can just come and sort of rest in the present moment. And what springs out of that is this sense of calm, sense of ease, so that we can make better decisions. And that's a great skill for emerging adults.
Mm-hmm. Give us some examples. Tell us some stories of what you mean in the book and how mindfulness for emerging adults can help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have the exercises broken down into four categories: balance, belonging, focus, and meaning. And balance looks at the physical self. Belonging looks at social emotional health. Focus is just, you know, tools for taking back attention in our 24/7.
I was going to say this is
culture.
This is the group that were shoved from one play date to another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were definitely overstimulated and overbooked.
Yes.
The book is called. We're almost out of time. The book is called Mindfulness for Emerging Adults. And Donna, what's the best website, please?
You can find the book on Amazon. You can also go to my website, donnatorney.com, and find links to the book. And it's also available directly through the publisher, which is wholeperson.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll be back in a moment. It's Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. And this is Biz Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some clear?
Sure, honey.
Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep. Thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name. That's X-L-E-A-R at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's. Or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turn into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio, and we are thrilled to welcome back Chuck Baker, Chuck N. Baker. Chuck is really and truly, we all just experienced from the NFL ceremonies all over the world honoring veterans. I mean, it was a wonderful thing this Veterans Day. My question to you, Chuck N. Baker, was it enough? Do we need to do more? Chuck, are you there? Hello? Is Chuck there? Chuck, are you there? Okay, we will get Chuck. We'll have to get Chuck back. What happened to Chuck? Do we know? Okay. We're following up on Chuck. I have to tell you, though, last night, I was watching the NFL game, the Sunday night football game, and one of the members of the team, Chuck, are you there?
Okay, I'm here now.
Oh, good. We were wondering where you went. I was just saying I was watching the NFL game last night, and it was very touching that one of the players had his brother-in-law, who is a veteran who just came back, carrying the flag, and they came out on the field together in Denver, one of the Bronco players. It was very moving and very touching to see them run together, and the veteran was holding the flag, and, you know, very beautiful. But my question to you is, we've seen so much demonstrations, and the NFL were wearing, you know, the camo and we have seen ceremonies all weekend long. Was it enough? Is there enough being done for our veterans today?
Oh, I think there is. In fact, that's an interesting question. Sometimes I think that there's so much being done, I wonder if the public might say, hey, enough is enough. I'm not saying enough is enough. I'm just wondering if that might be an attitude. But, you know, certainly most of us have heard the stories about Vietnam veterans who came back, were not honored, but were actually put down and had many problems. And, of course, over the years that changed for many different reasons. And now we're at the point where virtually every major corporation is doing something, whether it's donating funds to charities or helping veterans, hiring veterans, giving them breaks here, there, and everywhere. The government is trying. The government has a problem with budgeting. The VA is always behind on budgets, but it's doing everything it can to help veterans under the financial constraints. There's parades around the country on Veterans Day, on Memorial Day. I think we're doing a tremendous job with
good.
Helping
I'm glad.
Veterans, and I just hope we don't overdo it.
Well, you're a broadcaster, print journalist. You've done documentaries. You have a DVD. And tell us about the DVD.
Right. Well, I produced that, actually. It's still available. I produced it a couple of years ago called Veterans, a Motion Picture. And I got tired of a lot of the mainstream media and minor media. Whenever a veteran did something that that was illegal or got involved in a problem or drugs or whatever, right away the media jumped on it and kind of lumped all veterans together and said all these people, they're coming back, they've got PTSD, they can't hold jobs, they've got social problems. And really, that's just totally so incorrect. So what I did was I went out and interviewed veterans across the country from various different wars. And these were all people who came back from the service. They various things. They got jobs. They went to college. They started families. They started their own businesses. They contributed to society. And I just tried to overcome the incorrect information that lump all veterans together, say everybody's got PTSD. And even those who do have PTSD, of course, I realize many do, and I'm not putting them down. They've got problems. But many of them are able to, through medical help and psychology and therapy and whatnot, they can overcome that and have overcome it and gone on to lead successful lives. So really, those who have PTSD, very much in the minority, and I think the public needs to hear that message more, that veterans have served their country and they come back, and for the most part, they're just very successful citizens and great Americans and doing what they can to help society.
I think that's a wonderful message, Chuck. But I also think that there is this outrageous number of suicides every single month.
Yeah.
And that is a number that concerns me, and that number is about 25 veterans kill themselves every month.
Mm-hmm. That's been a problem for a long time, and various organizations, including the military, including the VA, they're working, they have been working. Nobody has been able to come up with an answer. In fact, even veterans who haven't seen combat, just have been in the military, they're included in that number, that they often take their own lives. Nobody has found an answer. I certainly don't have an answer, and it's not being ignored. All kinds of programs projects and events going on constantly with the government, various agencies of the government, and even some private medical facilities. But there's no good answer to that. I guess the military life is not easy, whether it's wartime or not, in combat or not. There's a lot of strict rules that must be adhered to. And, of course, most people in the military have no problem with that. But
right.
There's a large number of people who do, and unfortunately, there's got to be an answer. Somebody's got to have an answer, but
yeah.
Nobody knows right now.
I think that, I agree with you about the, for the most part, your philosophy, but there's a new commercial on television. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it, but it started before the weekend in honor of veterans. And it's a soldier that's met by, it looks like, his mother and father at the airport and surprising his wife and his daughter. And then they go to the daughter and the wife is saying goodnight to the daughter, putting her to bed, sitting at the table with some bills. And then he crashes in and drives up, and there's a dog sitting on the outside furniture. It's just like a great commercial. It'll bring you to tears, and everybody is hugging, and the little girl is like, "Oh my God, Daddy, you're home!" And it's a beautiful commercial. It's very touching. And my question to you is, do you think that we're capitalizing on that sentiment? Are we really taking advantage of the raw emotions of that moment?
Well, I haven't seen it. Is it a commercial for a commercial product, or is it just a...
Yeah, it's for I think it's for a gas station. I can't remember the name now.
I
think it's convenience store gas station products. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I say, I haven't seen it, but it sounds like it's a little over the top if they're trying to promote a commercial product. But I don't know, maybe the company. Maybe they go out of their way to hire veterans or help veterans' families or something, so they're trying to, you know, tune in on that. But, yeah, sometimes companies, they do go over the top. Like I say, there's so much out there these days. Virtually everywhere somebody goes, you know, whether this company's helping vets and they've got signs up and discounts. And I'd say almost here, I'm in Las Vegas, virtually every restaurant in Las Vegas on Veterans Day was offering free meals to veterans and active duty. I mean, everywhere you turn, you know, you could eat your way through the day and never do anything else. So, and that's fine. I mean, I certainly would not discourage them not to do that. But
you know, it's so interesting that you say that, Chuck, because I called my brother-in-law and, you know, wished him a happy Veterans Day. And I said, boy, you're getting freebies all over the place on the news. And he said, not down here in North Carolina. There's nothing free here. And he started joking and laughing. But it's a time when I thank you for your service, for all that you've done for veterans. And I think we all need to take a moment, because we get to do what we do in life because our freedom is being held because of the men and women that have fought for our freedoms and our rights. And so thank you so much.
Well,
and continue the good work and give us the best website. Give us the best website, please. Your best website for your DVD.
Yes, it's called veteransreporter.com.
Thank you so much, Chuck, and we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
It's that time of year again when the days are shorter. So don't waste your precious daylight sifting through a sea of search results when looking for the right business software. Get home on time tonight with Capterra.com. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, you need software, and Capterra's got you covered. Search Capterra's 400 categories of software to discover the right tool for your business. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for. Plus, Capterra has thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. 2018 will be here before you know it, so make sure you've got the software your business needs today to help you do what you do better. Join the millions who use Capterra. That's CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older?
If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And we should have played Vegas music, baby. We should have played some of the lounge music, which was so famous back in its day. Joining us, of course, is historian. And there isn't anybody that knows more about the history of the Strip than Bill Friedman, numerous books. And Bill, it's always a pleasure. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
You were so involved as a young child, your goal and your dream in life. Everybody grows up to be a fireman, a policeman. You grew up wanting to work in the casinos, which you did. You grew up and you did become somebody who worked in the casinos and ran casinos. And before we get into it, because you've written how many books now? You've volumes of books about the Strip.
Well,
and about
earlier in my career, I wrote business books, you know, to people running the businesses. But in the last 10 years, I have two histories of the Nevada casino industry, and I'm working on a third.
Awesome. We have to ask you, though, I know it's been extremely difficult for everybody in the country to watch what happened in Vegas, but, you know, one of the things that we know is that Las Vegas is one of the most resilient parts of the country, and things I'm sure are slowly getting back.
I haven't, you know, my interest in the history ends in 1990 when the gambling era ended, but
right.
Based on everything I've heard, everything's back to normal. What was amazing that day, and there have been stories told, but someone I knew personally was a security guard right in the middle of the shooting, and he does not consider himself a hero, although he saved many lives that day. To him, that was his job. But what was amazing was in the photo or in the movies of it, you see so many people running. He said, "You can't believe how many people stayed to help." And there was all these people laying on the ground, shot around him, and he couldn't pick them up to carry them. And one person after another, would step forward, and they would help carry him. And it was a country music show, so there was a lot of
pickup trucks there, and the pickup truck driver sat there in the shooting, waited till they put a person in the back of the truck and took off for a local hospital. And he said it was just amazing to him how many people were not running. They were just trying to help, and the shooting was still going on.
That's wonderful that we don't hear about those stories too often, so thank you for that.
And to finish it up, his wife said the most he was not shot that day, but she said the most shocking moment of her life was when he got home, she opened the front door. She said he was blood from the top of his head all the way to his shoes, solid in it, never injured, but just from caring and handling so many injured people.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. But there's something magical about the Strip. And I'm hoping, Bill, that in time the healing will take place and things will go back to normal. But the early days of the Strip, the Frank Sinatra era, the Sammy Davis Jr. era, those were days where if you said, you know, when people told Walt Disney he was crazy, that no one was going to go into the middle of, no one was ever going to go to the middle of Florida and pay money to come to the middle of Florida and have an amusement park. But he saw something. And I think that the same thing is to be said for Vegas. There was something magical in the middle of a desert to find this Strip. And back then it was just a little Strip, wasn't it, Bill?
Oh, yeah. It started out during the World War II era. There was only two places on the Strip, and it slowly built after that. In the 50s, it became a boom, and that's when it really developed. But my parents took me to the Strip for a vacation when I was 12 years old back in 1954, and there was literally nothing around the Strip. It was all raw desert. The town was several miles away. It was small, not developed. There was nothing but the 17 resorts on the Strip. I'm not even sure there was a gas station. I think we had to go into town to fill up. But they were about a half a mile apart on both sides, and all of them had these incredible gardens, manicured gardens in front. They were one or two stories tall with meandering pathways behind the casinos with the bungalows. And when we drove to go to a show, dinner and a show at another hotel, it used to kill me to drive past these places. Back then, I had no interest in gambling. They were literally like oases out in the middle of nowhere. They just thrilled me to see them there.
Yeah. And now, what are we talking in terms of miles? How many miles is the Strip now?
Basically, it's a 5-mile length. Starts at the city limits of Las Vegas at Sahara Boulevard and runs out to Russell. That is basically the 5 miles. And it was mostly within 4 miles until later in its development.
Right. And it just, I was wondering, was it ever going to end, the development, but has it stopped for now?
Yeah, there are places that are proposed or being built, but the right to have the gambling is restricted. You know, if you've got the political power, you stop competition. Plus,
right.
You end up at the airport, and of course, you cannot have tall buildings in any of those planes.
No, you can't. Bill Friedman, we love having you. It's always so fascinating and interesting. What's the best website, please?
Bill Friedman, Friedman, author, UTHOR.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bill, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as we say, as always,
smile. Though your heart is aching,
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.